Hey everyone, welcome to Friday Night Before the Lights. It is week 6 of our Fnuddle podcast. I'm Joel Norris. Today we have more players to watch out for, a new team to look out for in our 8-man spotlight, and we have more games to predict. It's all happening before we go under the lights on Friday night. Kicking things off, we have more players to look out for this week. Let's start off with running back Matt Jones from Jackson Prep. Ever since taking over for Jerry and Ely, Matt Jones has been nothing short of remarkable. He is still looking to add more to his career stats in his final season. So far on the year, Jones has 40 carries and 318 yards with 5 touchdowns. This week, Matt Jones looks to make an impact against a tough Madison Ridgeland Academy defense. We will see what Matt Jones does on Friday night. Next up is John Lewis, linebacker from Germantown. John Lewis has had a great season so far and is looking to continue his successful senior season. Lewis has 54 total tackles with 7 sacks on this year. John Lewis and Germantown take on a 2-2 Clinton team who have had a lot of momentum after upsetting South Panola 2 weeks ago. Watch for Lewis to make an impact against Clinton Friday night. Another player to watch out for is Aiden Williams, wide receiver from Ridgeland. The sophomore wideout is proving to be a force on offense that opposing defensive backs are keeping an eye on. So far on the year, Williams has 26 receptions with 420 yards and 5 touchdowns. Aiden Williams and Ridgeland take on a Vicksburg team that is still trying to find their identity on defense. Watch out for Williams this week against Vicksburg. Finally, look out for Jace Martin, quarterback from Sharkey Zaquina Academy. Martin has had a good year and is not slowing down. Martin is 22 for 35 with 396 yards and 6 touchdowns on the season. He has played very tough and has shown to be a true leader for the Sharkey Zaquina team. This week, Martin and SIA take on an undefeated Manchester Academy team that has been a force to be reckoned with in 8-man football. Watch out for Jace Martin against this Manchester Academy team this Friday night. Shifting gears to the third week of our newest segment, 8-man Spotlight. This week's Spotlight team is Bensford Christian. Led by Coach Destin Pittman, Bensford Christian has built themselves among the elite in MAIS 8-man 2A. They are good on defense with players like Daniel Martin, who has 76 tackles on the year, and players like John Glover, who has 48 tackles on the year. Although their defense is good, their offense is the biggest reason why they became one of 8-man's premier teams. Players like running back Austin Moore and quarterback Sam Peters are what makes this offense so electric. One of the only ways to beat them is if you can outscore them, and that is going to be extremely hard to do. The play of Austin Moore and Sam Peters have caused defenses to have nightmares. Austin Moore has 2,000 yards of offense with 35 total touchdowns on the year. Sam Peters has over 1,000 yards with 15 touchdowns and only 2 interceptions. I talked to Coach Pittman over text about Austin Moore. He said, "We love Austin and how he plays. He's having a really good year so far." This week, Bensford Christian goes up against Kemper Academy in their last game of the regular season. Kemper is a team who is looking to conclude their season on a good note by picking up their first win on the year. For Bensford Christian, they are looking to have a huge night and are hoping to enter the playoffs with a first-round bye. We'll predict that game in a matter of moments. It's preview and predictions time on Friday night before the lights. Let's kick it off with Germantown and Clinton. Germantown heads into this game looking determined against a 2-2 Clinton team that is riding a high wave of momentum. The matchup to watch out for will be Caleb Miller versus John Lewis. Can John Lewis pressure Caleb Miller into some throws or turnovers? It will be a close game to the end, but Miller and Clinton continue their winning ways by beating Germantown. Sharkey Zaquina Academy takes on Manchester Academy. Manchester Academy is probably facing the best quarterback they have faced this season in Jace Martin. Martin is looking to come in fast against a defense that has held teams to very little points. SIA starts off hot, but in the end, Manchester is too tough for them. Manchester gets the win and stays undefeated. Bensford Christian faces Kemper Academy. Kemper Academy is trying to get their first win on the year against a 5-1 Bensford Christian team whose offense is white hot. Kemper Academy is going to try to get the ball rolling. But Ben's Ford Christian, his offense, they're just too much. They win and end their season on a good note. Jackson Prep takes on Madison Ridgeland Academy. It's the rivalry game everyone has been waiting on. It's a battle that might be determined in the trenches and who wants it more. It will be a very close game as usual, but Matt Jones does enough on the ground to give Jackson Prep the win and hand MRA its first loss. Finally, Briarfield Academy takes on Prairie View Academy. The defending MAIS 1A 8-man champs is looking to remain undefeated against an up-and-coming Prairie View team. It will be an exciting game for everyone around. However, I think Briarfield has too much for Prairie View to handle. Briarfield gets the win and avoids the upset. Catch us Friday night at 10 p.m. through 12 midnight on Friday Night Under the Lights on MPB Think Radio and 87.7 FM The Bridge. You can also watch live online at Fanuddle.com by clicking Watch Live. You can also watch past episodes of Friday Night Before the Lights by typing in Friday Night Before the Lights podcast on Podbean.com. Don't forget to hit the follow button when you're done. Thank you to our producer Chris Saxon for making everything possible, even though he is on assignment today. Thank you to Russ Robinson and everyone at Fanuddle. I'm Joel Norris, signing off, and see you Friday night.